They were exercising a pony. He was a white pony. And he was going to the local agricultural show at Burnetfield. There was a class for pit ponies. And the pony was going down and they were getting him washed up. And he was looking lovely. And this old man was walking him round the pit yard behind the shaft every day, getting him used to walk, because they were never used to being led. And all of a sudden, the pit pony just disappeared down a hole. It was the highest of the pit seams, the one nearest the surface, and must at one point have got too near the surface. And him walking round this bit, and he just disappeared 15 foot down. It was a Sunday morning. I just finished doing some farm visits on the Sunday morning, and I came back home, and my wife Margaret said, "Your dinner's just about ready. I've just put the potatoes on." The phone goes, and it's the head horsekeeper for the group. He had been called in because this pony had disappeared down there. The old man that was leading him round managed not to fall down, thank God. So he says, "There's a pony down in a subsidence or subsidence, as they called it." And I thought it was in a field. You get these subsidence appearing. Still do nowadays. Bits going down where there's working. The earth's moving all the time. And I said to my two boys, I said, "You fancy a run? I'm going up to Burnetfield. It'll only be 5 minutes. Give the pony a jab, quieten them down so as they can get the crane and lift them up." And when I got there, it was in the pit yard at the back. There was no room to build a quick sort of drift down to get down to him that way. There was buildings close at hand. He was lying in a hole. And if we started to do too much, the sides would just come in. You know, you had no room to work. I says, "Now, if he's broken a limb, I'm putting him down there and we'll fill him in and that's it." They put a rope round my waist and lowered me down, just with a rope. And I went down. His limbs were moving, there was no crepitus. If I jagged him, he wanted to get up, but he was on his side and he hadn't room to get up. "No," I says, "he's all right, you've got to get him out." And they go and get a crane. They had to wait for one coming up from further south in Durham. I got home about 6 o'clock at night for my lunch. And I had to ring home and tell my wife, "The boys are all right. They're in the pitman's house. He's having a great time getting fed."